Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about this one truth, and that is that God is radically for you. My friend Jeff Henderson, the former pastor at Gwinnett Church, has created an entire identity for individuals, companies, and churches built around the concept of being for something. Let's face it, as Christians, the world knows what we're against, but rarely do people have any concept of what we are genuinely for. And one of the things that we can get behind and grasp is that God is for you. You know how I know that? Because you're human. I mean, if you're human, you're God's creation. If you're God's creation, God is for you. I mean, this is extraordinarily good news. God is for your success in life. He created you for a purpose, and He wants you to succeed. It is God, your creator, who will measure your success in life and nobody else. What incredible news. It means you don't need to be afraid of God because He's for you. Yet some folks are so afraid of God, they get nervous just talking about Him. I think a lot of that happens because people feel guilty, and then they start thinking, man, if I dare to get close to God, He's going to beat me up, lecture me, wear me out, and take me to the woodshed. He's going to remind me of all the stupid stuff I've done wrong, and then I'm just going to feel worse. So we just avoid God. The truth is, nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus said this, "I did not come into this world to condemn it, but to save it." I mean, Jesus is saying, I didn't come here to bust you. I came here to save and salvage you. And if God is for us, according to the scriptures, who on earth could be against us? Jesus came to save us, not scare us. That's why when the angel was telling the shepherds about Jesus' birth, the very first thing that the angel said is, yo, dude, don't be afraid. In fact, when God sends a message to people in the Holy Scriptures, it's not unusual for the very first words to be, don't be afraid. I don't think it's just a consequence that there are 365 messages from God in the scriptures that begin with a phrase like, don't fear, fear not, don't be afraid. In other words, every single day of this year, you can read a message from God, your creator, who loves you and is for you, in effect that says, you don't have to be afraid, I'm for you, and I'm with you, and most importantly, I love you. Friend, God's for you, radically for you, and He can't wait for you to choose to be with Him. Listen, the writer of Hebrews says, we don't have a high priest who's unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who's been tempted in every way, just as we are, but he didn't sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so we can receive mercy and find grace to help us, and listen to this, in our time of need. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. Oh, my friend, God is radically for you. Go ahead and trust Him today. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.